祝大家新年快乐
，Happy New Year。
那么，希望在新的一年中，那大家在神的恩典上有份
，So we all have a part of God's blessing，
可以得到神更多的祝福
，So we receive more blessing from the Lord。
今年是大年初二哈
，Today is the second day of the New Year，
也正好是一个主日
，And today is also the Sunday。
我们可以来到教会当中。一起来敬拜神。
So we can come to the church to worship our Lord.
在这时候，我们特别到纪念到武汉的肺炎正在中国和世界各地蔓延。
And so we just need to remember there's a coronavirus from Wuhan that's spreading all over the world.
那很多人因此受到影响。
So it's being affected by many people.
所以在今天开始正道之前，让我们一起来低头祷告，求神。来特别的保守。
So let's start a prayer to ask God to protect them.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we just thank you for your grace.
因为每一年都是神你给我们的祝福。
Every year is a blessing from you.
你们让我们在世上有吃有穿。
So we have the food to eat, we have the clothes to wear.
来享受你创造的这个美好的世界。
Enjoy the creation that you have created in this world.
那么在这个时候，我们庆祝新年的时候，我们也纪念到武汉肺炎的爆发。
So we celebrate the Chinese New Year. We also remember the people that in Wuhan suffered the coronavirus.
主啊，我们恳求主你赦免我们的得罪你的地方。
Please forgive us that the things that we have done offended you.
真实在是人饥渴不是因为没有饼
and sometimes we're hungry and thirsty it's not because there's no bread
人干渴不是因为没有水
and sometimes it's not because we don't have water
实在是因为我们不晓得不认识你
and because we don't know you
我们恳求主你赦免人类我们的贪婪的心
and please forgive all the human beings that are greedy
没有管理好这个世界
not to govern the world properly
乱食用野生的动物造成了这个疾病的蔓延
and so to take some of the wild animal and to start the coronavirus
主我们恳求主你特别的怜悯真是有恩典在我们的身上
to have a mercy on those people and all the people who suffer
真是能够阻止这个病毒的继续的蔓延
and can probably stop the spread of this virus
我们特别纪念到武汉还有在中国各地因为这个病毒而受到限制的人群
and we ask you that to have mercy on the people in Wuhan also people in China and they have a lot of restriction to travel
那么还有那些个已经受到感染的人群
and so there are some people being affected being infected already
我们恳求主你真是让政府可以有正确的措施可以采取适当的步骤能够阻止这个疾病的蔓延
help the government to have a proper management of this illness
那么也使得到感染的人可以及时得到医治
for the people who are being infected that can be healed pretty quickly
主啊我们晓得你是大能的主
you are the mighty God
你是创造天地万物的神
and you are the creator of the earth
主你可以成就一切美好的事情
You can accomplish anything you want
我们恳求主你真是怜悯让在这个世上真是让我们晓得可以更好的认识你
So we can have mercy on us so we can know you better
我们特别也为你的子民你的百姓来祷告
We ask you we pray for the people that your people
那么他们在当中可能也有受到感染也可能有受到影响的
Some of the people that will know you that probably been infected as well
甚至在国内的教会可能也会受到影响
And there probably affect a lot of churches in China
我们求主你恩典有价
And continue giving the grace
能够在全球禁止能够限制这个疾病的进一步的扩散
Hopefully we can stop the spread of this illness
也恳求主让我们有一颗回转的心
And give the heart that we can return to you
我们可以更好的管理你托付我们的这个世界
So we can govern this world much better
所以在这个庆祝中国新年的时候我们也特别为中国来祷告
We celebrate Chinese New Year We pray for China
求主你兴起你的儿女
You really call and raise people up
愿福音可以广传中华大地
and so the gospel can continue to spread
愿福音早日传遍这全地耶稣基督早日的降临
and so your gospel will be spread to the world so your second coming
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名
字 in Jesus name
阿门。
阿门。
那么今年庆祝新年呢，在按照中国的传统，今年应该是鼠年。
And we're celebrating Chinese New Year. This is year of the rat.
那么十二年呢，就是一个轮回哈。
And so we have the 12 years is the one circle cycle.
那么上一次庆祝鼠年呢是2008年。
The last time we celebrated the year of rat was 2008.
啊，不知道2008年的时候你在哪里哈。
And where were you when you in 2008?
那下一次要在庆祝鼠年的时候。是2032年。
The next time we celebrate was 2032.
我想，就转眼一挥间，这几十年就过去了。
So in one flick, 12 years has gone by.
我想，这世界也发生了很大的变化。
And this earth has changed a lot.
那么再过十二年，我们又不知道这个世界又会变成什么样子。
So another 12 years, we have no idea what's going to happen.
但是在变化之中，神的恩典都没有改变。
But during the changes, God's grace never changed.
我们感谢主，刚才这个崇拜小组带我们唱的那一首诗歌。
So I'm very thankful that worship team has brought some, teacher some of the songs.
那耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
神爱我们。
He loves us.
神的爱是没有改变的。
His love never changed.
那么今年是鼠年哈。
This is year of the rat.
鼠年呢，化鼠。
And so when we talk about, let's talk about rat.
首先我们说为什么要有鼠年。
And why, let's just first talk, talk about why there's a year of the rat.
这个世界上动物这么多，我们祖先就选了十二个。
And so there's so many animals. Why our ancestors just picked those 12 animals?
很多的动物都很可爱。
And so there's a lot of really cute animals.
为什么要选老鼠？
Why do we choose a rat?
老鼠这个名声其实不太好的。
And you know rat has a really bad reputation.
我们现代人因为是这个迪士尼有这个米老鼠的形象，好像这个老鼠变得非常可爱。
So now, because Disney has the Mickey Mouse, so that we think the mouse is kind of cute.
哎，这个不但是有米老鼠，米老鼠还有个女朋友哈。
And besides Mickey, there's a Minnie.
哎，那个他女朋友也是挺可爱挺漂亮。
So、both of them, Minnie and Mickey, both are very cute.
所以好莱坞还有很多的这个卡通片，有一个卡通片叫猫和老鼠哈。
And so you know, so the Hollywood, there's a, one movie called Cat and, the Mouse.
那个猫总去抓老鼠，每次都抓不到，它被老鼠给戏弄哈。
And so the cat always want to pursue the cat, the mouse, and mouse can never catch the mouse, and the mouse will tease.
现代人呢，对这个老鼠有好多正面的这个印象。
So now we have a very positive, the mouse has a positive image.
有些人甚至养老鼠作为他的宠物。
And the people actually have a pet, the mouse is a pet.
这种叫 hamster,
hamster
很普遍哈。
It's very common.
那但是其实呢，大家还是比较喜欢猫，对不对？
But in general, people still like cats a little better.
那我们知道，我们嘉玲姐妹家里好多只猫了。
So like sister Catherine has a lot of cats.
但是还是喜欢猫的人多。
I think the people like cats a lot more than like the mouse.
有一次我们全家人出去呢旅行，就住在一个农家的这个这个小院子里头。
And so one time our family went to travel, so we live in a very small house in the farm.
人家他家有一只猫。
And in their house there's a cat.
哎，这个猫呢，他就看到我们住呢，就跑到去。我女儿就非常喜欢哈。
And so they, the cat came to us, so my daughter really liked the cat.
所以她跟那个猫一起玩。
And so she played with the cat.
猫还可以坐到她的床上哈。
And the cat would sit on her bed.
哎，可以跑到她的脚边去。
And to lay on her feet.
哎呀，我们全家人都很喜欢这只猫。
So we really like the cat.
不过那个猫呢就不像这个嘉玲养的猫，人家呢是真正的是在野外去抓食吃的猫哈。
And, but this cat is different than the cat that Catherine had. This cat actually can catch mouse.
所以第二天早上的话，这个猫我们在一起，哎，这猫在门口待着没有了。
And so the next day we're looking for the cat. Where's the cat?
一会儿这猫回来了。
So later the cat came back.
嘴子里叼了一只老鼠。
It was holding a mouse.
他抓了只老鼠来向这个我们来表功，说你看我抓了一只老鼠。
So she was showing off that because she caught a mouse.
他叼着老鼠就进了这个房间哈。
So he came to the house.
啊，那师母马上就叫。
And so the baby was like screaming.
所以这猫一看他叫，马上叼着老鼠他就跑出去了。
And so the cat immediately noticed that and took the mouse with her and left.
所以呢，他找了一个角落去享受他的美食哈。
So the cat went to a corner to enjoy the food that she catch.
所以你看， 我们即使现代呢，你对这个老鼠，无论你这个形象怎么样的正面哈。
And it doesn't matter how we have this image of the either rat or the mouse.
所以我们看见只老鼠啊，它跟看到猫的反应是完全不一样的，对不对
？And we have a different reaction when we see the cat or see the rat.
所以有句成语就要说老鼠过街。人人喊打。
So there's an idiom talk about when the mouse across the street, everybody shout and want to attack the mouse.
我们如果形容一个人胆小怕事，就说他什么？胆小如鼠。
If we want to describe someone who's very timid, we talk about he was timid like a mouse.
如果我们形容一个人形象狼狈呢，就叫什么？抱头鼠窜。
And so if we see, describe someone who's in a very awkward position, we talk about is cover the head and running away and as a frightened rat.
如果我们说一个人心术不正的话，我们就说这个人贼眉鼠眼。
And if someone's heart's not the right place, we talk about this person has a thief eyebrow and rat's eyes.
哎，这个大家肯定知道。
So we know this.
我们如果知道一个人目光胆浅的话，我们怎么形容他？对，没错，鼠目寸光。
So if we describe someone who is very short-sighted, we describe they have an eyesight like a rat.
如果我们说一个人爱多管闲事。
If we describe someone who is a very busybody,
狗拿耗子，对，我们说的狗拿耗子。
Dog try to catch the rat.
不知道为什么把狗也拉进来了。
So we have no idea why we got the dog into this mess.
如果我们说一个人呢，他是假惺惺的话，哈。
And if we describe someone who is pretending very merciful,
我们说他什么猫哭老鼠。
And we say is the cat cry over the mouse.
所以这样看来，你看所有形容的词用老鼠的。没有什么一个好的词汇。
So therefore, if you can't do anything we describe the rats, nothing is positive.
所以我们知道，你从老鼠的本性上，你大概也会知道一二。
So if you know some of the habit of the rats, you will learn something.
这个老鼠啊，这个世界上最脏的地方它都去。
And so it doesn't matter the dirtiest place the rats will go.
因为它喜欢那个阴暗潮湿的地方。
Because the rats like the dark and the dirty place.
什么那个下水道啊、阴沟啊，那个比较脏的地方它都去的。
Underground and those are the places that the mouse love to go.
然后那个老鼠啊，也去那最干净的地方。
But the mouse will also go to very clean place.
你说那个粮仓啊，你储存那个米库啊。还有放油的地方，他专门去的。
And so the place that has a food, like a barns or anywhere you store the food, that the mouse and rats will go as well.
还有你们家那厨房，他也去逛一下。
And sometimes you will go walk around in your kitchen.
所以你就知道这个问题，他常常把这个脏的东西带到各这个地方都是。
Because that the mouse very often will spread the disease.
所以呢，这个历史上就有。欧洲发生过鼠疫哈。
And so in Europe, there happened quite a few plagues.
这个鼠疫造成了很多人死亡。
And it caused so many people pass died.
那就是因为老鼠身上的这个所带的这个病菌呢，给人啊造成了很大的杀伤力。
Because the rats was carrying the germs caused the plague.
那个鼠疫可比现在这个武汉的这个病毒可厉害多了。
It's a lot more dangerous than the Wuhan coronavirus.
那么因为当时医疗的条件还不是很好，所以死亡的人数也非常的多。
And at the time, there's not very proper medical treatment, so people died from the plague.
那相比之下，这个猫啊，很早就成为了人类的一个宠物哈。
And so, on the contrary, we know the cat has been become the pet for men for a long time ago.
那为什么这个十二属性里面它有？老鼠它没有猫啊。
But why there's a year of rat without the year of the cat?
你如果上网上去 Google 一下去查一查的话。
If you just Google online.
它告诉你好多好非常有意思的故事。
It will give you a lot of interesting stories.
有的说呢是因为老鼠呢它爱啃东西哈。
And so some people say that the rats like to bite stuff.
比如说它把那个蜡烛啊它给咬破了。
And accidentally bit through the candles.
结果发现蜡烛里面有火药。
And then the rats discover there's a dynamite inside the candle.
所以就破坏了这个敌人想用这个蜡烛来杀伤人的这个计谋，于是他得了立了功了。
And so that was able to destroy the enemy's try to try to do something.
也有说呢，因为猫跟老鼠呢，他们两个人就商量好了要一起来的。
And so there's another story talk about cat and the rat want to do something together.
但是呢，这个老鼠把猫给忘记了，欺骗掉了。
And but the rat totally forget about the cat.
所以老鼠怎么样就成为了第一名。
And so the rat became number one.
那么那老鼠这个故事啊，听起来都很有意思哈。
And sometimes those stories sounds very interesting.
但是是不是真实是这样，也大家也没有办法去考证哈。
Whether it's a true story or not, nobody can tell.
但是为什么老鼠可以在这个十二属性当中哈
？And so why is the rat is belong one of those zodiac?
而且还排在第一位。
And actually, it's the number one, is the head of the zodiac.
其实也不是偶然的。
And it's not a coincidence.
首先，我们去观察这个动物哈。
And let's look at the rat.
啊，这个动物的话，为什么要去观察动物
？And let's why do we need to observe animals?
因为每一个动物都是神所创造的。
Because every animal is created by God.
神常常在圣经里说，你去看那个动物。
And very often in the Bible, the God said to go to observe this animal.
为什么要看动物
？Why do you want to observe?
你看到动物，你就能体会到创造这些动物的神。来借着动物启示我们的一些。
When you observe the animal, you will know the creator behind.
老鼠还是有很多特点的。
And the rats have a lot of special characteristic.
虽然我们很说老鼠啊，本来是这个鼠目寸光嘛，它确实是，它视力非常的差的。
And we know that he's very short-sighted. He cannot see very well.
但是老鼠行动非常迅速啊。
But he act move very quickly.
哎，它跑得非常快的。
He is very quick in their move.
我不知道你有没有在家里抓过老鼠，那是很难抓它哈。
The mouse, so、
它跑得很快。那除了这个之外，老鼠其实蛮聪明的。
And the rats are very smart.
你别看它脑子不当哈。
Even though their brain is very small.
他挖洞的时候，从来不都只有一个出口。
When they dig the holes, they always have multiple exits.
所以呢，当你去抓它的时候，它很容易就逃跑掉。
And so when you try to catch the rats, they can run quickly.
那最后一个，这个老鼠的能力就是老鼠的繁殖的能力很强。
And they're very strong in multiplication, multiplication, multiplying.
这老鼠啊，它在很短的时期啊，它就可以怀孕哈。
In very short period, the rats can get pregnant.
那每一胎它可以下十来个。
And every offspring has more than 10.
哎，它下完崽之后，马上就可以怀孕。
After the delivery, he can get pregnant quickly.
哎，这个生下来这个小的老鼠啊，过了这么二十来天，它就可以怀孕，又可以下崽。
The baby rats can become pregnant after 20 some days.
所以老鼠的这个生殖能力是非常强的。
And so the it multiply very quickly.
所以这是老鼠的特点。
And that is their characteristic.
为什么要把老鼠放在十二生肖里？我们现在只能是推测了哈。
And we can only speculate why is the rat in one of the zodiac.
像我们祖先啊，很早就认识到这一点。
But the ancestor knows this already.
你消灭不了老鼠的。
You can't destroy the rats.
所以人类现在这个发展那么多年，你看很多的这个动物都开始濒临灭绝了。
And so there are a lot of animals facing extinct.
什么时候你觉得老鼠会灭绝
？Do you think the rats will become extinct?
不会的。
No.
因为它是跟人类共存的。
Because the rats coexist with a human.
它是靠着人类来生存的。
It depends on the human.
所以人类越多，那个老鼠也就越多。
When there's a more human, more man, they will multiply.
你像那些非常凶猛的动物，像一个老虎、狮子，都有濒临灭绝的这个危险，对不对
？But you look at tiger and lion, they're facing extinction.
但是老鼠是不会灭绝的。
But the rats will never become extinct.
所以呢，这个我们祖先认识到这一点，既然不能消灭你的话，干脆我就把你供起来吧。
And so answer, so if I cannot destroy you, maybe I just kind of put you on the offering table.
这个符合中国人新年的习俗，我们要祈福嘛。
And so we were like ask for the blessing.
那希望我们把你供起来，这一年你就不要多吃粮食哈。
And so maybe we put the rats and on the offering table that so we Please do not destroy the food we have.
也不要给我们带来太大的麻烦。
Do not bring too much trouble for us.
是不是有效果我们不知道。
Whether it's effective or not, we have no idea.
但是至少那个鼠疫在中国没有这么厉害。
But at least we know the plague did not happen in China very often.
另外一个原因啊，很可能是这个老鼠啊，它这个繁殖能力很强哈。
And so another reason the rats is the first plague because they multiply very quickly.
那么它繁殖能力很强的话，人类呢就。是希望说，哎呀，这个老鼠真的是它繁殖能力很强。我们人类的希望是什么？也是可以繁衍嘛，子孙众多哈。
And so just like a rat, the man also want to multiply quickly as well. So they want to just be like a rat in that sense.
所以呢，这样的话呢，人类把这个鼠定为鼠年的话，也希望说在鼠年得到祝福。
And so year of the rats hopefully will bring more blessing.
那么这样的祝福呢，可以帮助啊我们这个民族啊可以发展，可以人口更加的兴旺。
And continue to increase the population.
我想这大概是老鼠为什么放在十二生肖当中的一个原因。
And maybe that's one of the reasons that the rats is the one in the zodiac.
所以呢，我们今天一起来思想为什么。上帝来创造这个老鼠。
And let's probably ponder why God created the rats.
这个老鼠给人类带来这么多的麻烦。
And the actually rats have brought a lot of trouble to mankind.
为什么要有老鼠
？Why we need rats?
那么我们就知道挪亚方舟里面肯定至少有一对老鼠。
We know in the Noah's Ark there's one pair of rats.
而且不需要太多，有一对就够了。
And we just need one pair, that's enough.
因为他们很会繁衍的。
Because they multiply quickly.
所以呢，我们看到圣经里面有哪里面讲到有老鼠
？And so in the Bible, where talk about rats?
所以圣经里有没有谈到老鼠啊
？And do we talk about rats in the Bible?
有
，Yeah，
有大概有七处的经文讲到老鼠。
There are seven passages talk about rats.
那这七处的经文呢，分别在三卷不同的书里。
And those seven passages are divided in three different books.
那一个是在利未记当中哈，
Leviticus.
所以利未记第十一章哈
，and in chapter 11,
那二十九节就提到过这个酉鼠跟石鼠，说这些鼠类是不洁净的
，and talk about the mouse and the mouse, those are the ones unclean.
不但是不可以吃的，而且这个死的你不可以去摸它
，and besides you cannot eat it, and then also do not even touch it.
你摸了就算不洁净的。
And once you touch it, you become unclean.
你不洁净的话就要隔离哈。
And once you become unclean, they will isolate.
所以你大概要到晚上这一天都不洁净。
And so you until night that whole day you are unclean.
所以这是当时上帝给以色列人的一个生活上规范的诫命。
And this is the command that God has given to Israel.
那现在我们科学比较发达，我们知道。神这个诫命是为保护他们的。
And we know right now that is the God trying to protect Israel.
他知道这些老鼠是不干净的，身上有很多的这种病菌之类的。
Because the God knows the rats is unclean, has carried a lot of germs.
所以这样的话，你不要把这些病菌传染给人类。
So do not carry those germs to people.
那么另外一处呢，是在撒母耳记也讲到过这个老鼠。
And also in the Samuel also talk about rats.
那里面提到很多次
，and I've mentioned many times。
那是因为说非利士人跟以色列人打仗的时候
，and talk about there's a war。
那么他们把以色列人打败了，他们把那个约柜给掠去了。
So they defeated Israel, so they captured the 约柜是 the ark。
ark， yeah，
ark。
那么这个约柜呢，是象征着神与以色列人同在的。
And so the ark actually symbolizes that the God was with Israel。
所以神就降灾给非利士人啊。
And so the other calamity to the listing.
原来就老鼠毁坏他们的庄稼。
And so actually the rats will destroy the harvest.
所以他们没有办法，他们就做了几个金老鼠，然后把那个约柜也送回以色列人。
So they have made a lot of golden rats and then send the ark back to Israel.
那第三卷书讲到老鼠是在以赛亚书哈。
And so the third place talk about rats is in the Isaiah.
那么是在我们现在中文的主日学在讲以赛亚书哈。
And so Chinese Sunday school talk is study Isaiah.
那么以赛亚书第66章就讲到过说这些可憎之物哈，就是包括这个老鼠就属于可憎之物。
And talk about those abomination of those animals and mouse was one of them.
所以基本上在圣经里面来讲呢，鼠老鼠是属于这个不洁净的东西。
So in the Bible, when we talk about rats, they are unclean.
那么不洁净的东西呢，就会是神所痛恶的。
And the clean things that God dislike.
也用这个来代表啊，来从一个角度来代表说，这个是不洁净的东西是神所不喜悦。
And so God is very unhappy with the things that are unclean.
所以我们讲到老鼠啊，也是很奇怪哈。
And so when we talk about rats, it's very interesting.
为什么我们中国人把老鼠啊要放在这个十二生肖的第一位
？But why do Chinese people put the rat as the first of the zodiac?
既然它是不洁净的东西哈。
And well, because rats are so unclean, why we do that?
其实我们来看到这个老鼠的名字就很有意思，对不对
？But when we think about the rat, the name 老鼠。
老鼠。其实叫鼠就可以了，为什么前面要加个老字
？We can just say rats, but we will put an O in front of that rat.
在中文里面，前面加个老字的都是表示尊敬嘛。
And so in Chinese people, every time you put that O before that that word means that we respect you.
比如说中国古代有一个人叫老子。
For example, 老子。
你是不是很尊敬他
？So do we respect him? Yes.
你听到名字你就肃然起敬了，
and、
对不对
？And do we even listen to the name that we have respect?
然后我们这教师呢，我们管叫老师，对不对
？And we talk about teacher called old 师 teacher。
对呀、而且呢，这公司里的主管，我们管他叫老板。
And we talk about our boss and our manager is called old and 板。
所以都是表示尊重嘛，对吧
？So that means we all respect.
那我们来到美国之后呢，因为美国是个民主的国家哈。
And so when we came to United States, this is a civilized country.
所谓民主呢，就是没大没小啊。
And so even the civilized, sometimes we have no respect for things.
所以我们大家彼此见面都是称 first name 哈。
And we call everybody first name.
所以我们看见杨红就管他叫杨红哈。
And so when we see 杨红，我们 call 杨红。
你下次看到杨红，你管他叫杨老板。
And maybe next time we see you, you call him the boss.
那就不一样。是不是
And then you show the respect.
我们看到安德森，我们管他叫安德森哈。
And we call Anderson Anderson.
以后我们看到安德森，不管叫安德森，管他叫林老。
We call him Elder Lin.
你说说，这是多尊敬，对不对
？So that's how we show respect.
是教会也有嘛？教会有个职位叫长老的嘛？也有老。
Same thing. We have this word elder.
那这个。动物里面啊，其实称老的也有哈。
And so in animal, there's a lot of animal we put that.
比如说那个老虎哈。
And we talk about tiger.
那么虎的话是这个山中这个走兽当中怎么？它是兽中之王嘛。
And tiger,
所以我们管它叫老虎，对不对
？Tiger is the king of the animals, so we call him 老虎。
所以那还有一个叫动物叫老鹰的，对不对
？So we call 老鹰 eagle。
那为什么鹰叫老鹰呢
？Why we call the eagle put the O in front of it？
这个鹰呢，乃是什么？所有这个飞禽当中的这个之王，对不对
？It's the king of the birds。
所以我们管叫老鹰。
So we call eagle。
你说这老鼠它有何德能啊
？And so what do rats do to earn this respect？
我们前面要加上一个老字哈。
And so we put this。Old in front of it.
要管它叫老鼠。
So we call 老鼠。
这是中国人的传统哈。
And there is a tradition.
那么没有办法，我们就是祖先这样子。既然我不能消灭你，你又要经常来害我，我干脆把你供起来好了。
And so if I cannot destroy you, you will try to bring damage. Might as well to show respect you.
那你最好不要叨扰我哈。
And just do not disturb us.
这样的以求平安。
And so to try to get peace.
那我们也从圣经当中看到说，圣经特别讲到这个老鼠是不洁净的东西。
But in the Bible, talk about the rats is unclean.
那么在这个鼠年的时候，我们来思想老鼠。
And so when we in the year of the rat, let's think about rats.
我们来观察老鼠。
Let's observe the rat.
我们从老鼠当中可以学到一个什么属灵的东西
？What kind of spiritual lesson we can learn from the rat?
所以我们知道老鼠它有很强的生命力哈。
We know he has a very very strong ability to survive.
那它不劳而获哈。
And very often try to get things without paying anything.
它是依靠人类而生存的。
And it depends on the human.
那么人类所积累的粮食啊，什么东西，它就来吃哈它。
And so whatever the man accumulated food, and they will come to eat it.
然后你别看这个老鼠很小，它一年吃很多粮食。
And so even though the rats or the mouse are very small, but they eat a lot.
所以从这个方面我们也看到神来提醒我们说啊，接着我们观察老鼠说我们人呢是不可以太贪婪的。
And so maybe through rats that teach you a lesson not to be greedy.
那么虽然在每个过新年的时候呢，我们都彼此恭贺要什么恭喜发财，对不对？
And very often we say Happy New Year and prosper to be wealthy.
但是我们是要发财哈。
And so yeah, try to get wealthy.
不可以太贪婪哈。
But we should not be greedy.
那么我们这个发财呢，不是以来别的损失为代价的哈。
And so it's not based on other people's loss.
那你知道我以前是学化学的哈。
You know I was a chemistry major before.
那我的同学在国内，他们就开什么开化工厂嘛。
And so some of my classmates right now they have a chemical factory.
Yeah, factory, chemical plants.
Chemical plants.
你知道。在中国呢，它没有很严格的这个政府的管理哈。
And so there's not a lot of a restriction from the government.
所以这个化工业就给当地的这个生态环境呢造成极大的破坏。
And it has destroyed a lot of bioenvironment problem, create a lot of problems.
可能你是发财了哈。
Yeah, you probably make a lot of money.
但是你这个破坏的环境付出的代价是很大的。
You pay a big price when you destroy the environment.
所以我们说恭喜发财，我们要提醒我们自己，我们不应该有这个贪婪的心哈。
And so even we say the prosper and get wealthy, do not be greedy.
那特别是这次武汉这个病毒的爆发也是这个原因。
And especially what happened to the coronavirus in Wuhan.
现在中国的人不是因为没有吃的。
And it's not because China without food.
那么他们是有太多的吃的。
Because they have a lot of food.
那么吃了很多，连鸡鸭鱼肉都吃腻了。
And so they eat a lot. They are tired of the chicken, duck, and the pork.
所以我们要吃一点稀奇古怪的。
So they want to eat something exotic.
哎，什么蝙蝠啊、蛇呀、啊，
like,
乱七八糟的。
And like a bat and the snake.
这就是贪婪。
And this is greed.
神已经给了我们很多的祝福。
And God has already given a lot of blessing.
我们还觉得不够。
But we don't feel it's enough.
去吃那些不干净的东西。
We want to eat something unclean.
就给人类什么样？大自然给人类一个报复。
So it's the revenge from the nature.
我们希望说这一次，我们真的可以从这世上得到一个教训，学到一个功课。
So hopefully we can learn a lesson from this Wuhan coronavirus.
所以第二点，我想我们应该是从这个老鼠身上学到的功课哈。
Then another thing we can learn from the rats.
那就是说我们怎么样能够更圣洁哈。
And so we need to be holy.
所以这个新年给大家的祝福呢，我想不是恭喜发财。
And so what I'm not going to say is to be prosperous and be wealthy.
而是说每一个人这一年都过得干干净净的。
So every one of you will be holy.
你不要沾上任何的病毒。
And do not get any virus.
哎，不但是这个身体要干净。
And besides you're healthy.
我给大家祝福是大家的心灵也更要的干净。
And your spirit is also clean.
啊，这个干净是从内心，从里到外来开始。
And it's from inside out to start.
那是神给我们的祝福。
And this is the blessing from the Lord.
怎么样可以从内心就得到干净呢
？So how can we receive be clean inside?
怎么样可以得到说从里到外的干净呢
？How can we receive from inside out the cleanliness?
那么就是说。认识我们的主耶稣基督
and to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像刚才那个诗歌所唱的
and just like the song we sang earlier,
耶稣爱我们
and Jesus loves us.
耶稣的爱已经完完全全可以满足我们的心
His love can satisfy all our needs.
所以呢希望我们在这个新的一年我们可以更多明白人生的这个含义
and so this new year that we understand the meaning of the life.
那么不仅呢在我们的人生有收获哈。
And besides that, we can learn a lot of things in our life.
我们的收获不仅是物质上的丰富。
It's not the material.
而是在属灵的上我们更加的好的认识神。
And it's spiritually that we know God more.
认识神的真理。
And know His truth.
不过中国的新年嘛我们都要说些吉利话。
And but in Chinese, we always like to see some lucky words.
所以我也要给大家说几句吉利的话。
So I want to say some of the lucky words as well.
我不知道我们当中有谁是属鼠的。
And how many people was born the year of the rat?
哦，凤林。
Oh, that's quite a
few. 哦，白燕，还有哦，Raymond也是属鼠的。
哇。
哦，Lily也属鼠的。这边有吗？哦， 这个梅姐妹也是，哦，哎呦，乔妈妈是属鼠的，哎呀，这一下我知道您多大年纪了。
Knowing you were born the year of rat.
还有没有这边没有年轻人没有属鼠的哈？哎，我们要多说几句这个吉利的话哈。
And we someone say some of the happy and lucky words.
那首先的话呢，我要说愿这些属鼠的人哈，你们在新的一年有数不尽的恩典哈。
So in this new year you have a countless blessings.
哎，这个鼠跟那个鼠是一个同音的哈。
And it's the same pronunciation but different meaning.
那希望你们在圣经的知识和属灵的知识上怎么样？如数家珍哈。
And so you remember and to know God's words by your heart.
而且在信心和爱心的这个份上，你们是怎么样？数一数二的。
And so you're number one or two top tier that in your faith and your love.
那最后，而且希望说你们在教会的服事上怎么样？熟能生巧。
And so for your service, you practice make perfect.
而且我祝今天所有的人哈，我们在座的人，有情人终成眷属。
So for your lovebirds, that you finally get married.
而且如果你在耶稣基督的福气上是怎么样？非你莫属。
And so only you can fill the post.
而且呢，就像诗人呢，这个大卫所说的，人生最大的福气是什么？就是你住在耶和华的殿里面。
The biggest blessing is that you dwell in the house of the Lord.
所以希望每个人都热爱这个教会哈。
So you love the church.
能够住在耶和华的殿中，以至于乐不思蜀。
So dwell in the house of the Lord, so happy.
愿大家在新的一年里蒙神更多的祝福。
Just receive more blessing from the Lord in the new year.
让我们大家一起起立，崇拜小组来继续带领我们。
Let's rise and sing our responding song.